This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you may join us here. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Skype username to join us there is lrn.fm. Coming up, there were some Bitcoin hearings today. They have a Bitcoin study committee or a cryptocurrency.
Commission to study cryptocurrency.
That thing. We went to its first sort of public meeting today, and we were able to speak. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First, we got Greg listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I just wanted to give you my thoughts on Donald Trump after the debate.
Okay.
Real quick, and then I'd like to know what you guys think. First, before I tell you, what do you think between Hillary and Donald Trump? Who is the worst for liberty, or the worst for, the principles that you stand for?
Well, it's hard to say because they're both bad news. I mean, they both support a big government. Government's going to get bigger, more oppressive, more expensive than it ever has been. You could argue that Hillary Clinton is at the very least the devil you know, whereas Donald Trump is an unknown quantity to some extent. On the other hand, Donald Trump is way more entertaining than Hillary Clinton. So it's a tough call.
I see them as equally bad, but in slightly different ways.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the entertaining part. I think the reason people tuned into the debate is because of Donald Trump, and not more of the same. But
I think so.
Having said that, though, with Donald Trump, I think I want to say what a lot of people seem to have either missed or not saying. Okay, the guy is a salesman. He literally takes the phrases that he's known for, like the art of the deal, right? You know. Known for the art of the deal, even though he didn't really write it, and the ghostwriter kind of is really down on him and regrets that he did the book. But nevertheless, everything he says, I'm good with deals. I'll make deals with China and Mexico. Iran was the worst deal in history, right? So he uses those words. He also starts his campaign with, I'll build a wall. It will be a tall, big wall with a beautiful door. So he links it to building and to deals, which is what he's known for. Essentially,
okay.
It's a big brand sales job, right? So that's number one, I just want to say. And the guy is smart. I mean, he talks about Bernie being stiffed by the establishment, right? But now mm-hmm. that he is the nominee, he will never talk about Gary Johnson being excluded from debate. He'll
no,
never
of course
criticize
not.
The two-party system. Of course not. You know, he doesn't mean what he's saying. He's just throwing money phrases at the word.
Right, which is why it's sad to see people who call themselves libertarian pimping for Donald Trump, as though he is, you know, as though he owes them anything, as though he's even bothered to lie to them. I mean, he's basically ignored and sidelined anybody who is a true libertarian. But people are desperate, man. They'll try and find something to like in either one of these two candidates, and there's just not much worth liking about either of them.
I think you guys should, have you heard of the site balancedrebellion.com?
Balanced Rebellion or Balance Rebellion?
Balance with a D.
Okay. No, I have not heard about that.
Basically, they have some viral video that goes on. I think you guys would like this. Basically, a lot of people say, you know, voting for Gary Johnson is throwing away your vote, right? Because Hillary will win or Donald will win. Well, Balanced Rebellion is a site that pairs you up with the person who votes for the other guy in the same state. So, in other words, you don't waste your vote. And
okay. So it's a site that actually encourages people to vote third party by saying, oh, well, if you wanted to vote for a third party, but you were instead going to vote for Trump or Hillary, we'll find someone who is going to vote for the opposite.
I'm on the site right now, and it's a landing page, and you have to click I'm in to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I clicked that, and it says, if there were no third party, whose team would you be on? I'd vote for Hillary to stop Trump, or I'd vote for Trump to stop Hillary. Which one of these things do you guys want me to click? Because I just want to see what happens, and I'm not comfortable clicking either.
Let's see. I could flip a coin if I had one, which I don't. Greg, just pick one for him.
Hillary.
Okay, so click that, and then view our hashtag Never Trump. Join the rebellion. And then you have to log in with Facebook, which I will not do.
Oh, well. Yeah.
And then it will find you a match.
Well, a lot of people would do that, but yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't do that.
But the idea though, is good, I think, because
I think so. Who was suggesting this before? We've talked about something like this before.
Right. There's been, you know, this sort of thing all the time,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, people come up with something. And it happens more frequently, I think, in Europe, to where somebody will, you know, wind up saying, I'll vote for the Green Party in my district if you vote for my preferred party in yours. So, you know, where
now, it's illegal to buy votes, but to trade votes, is that illegal?
I don't know. I would have to look at the laws of all 50 states to figure out how they have it written, because I know, you know, the prostitution statutes in New Hampshire say for consideration. So that could be, you know, like you're married to somebody and, hey, if you do supper, then I'll, you know, do this favor for you in bed later. That's technically prostitution.
Yeah, but this is completely different. This is just you pledging.
Right. No, I'm saying it's based on the, you know, the vague wording of a statute, to where if the statute, you cannot, you know, vote a certain way for consideration, then, you know, that could be anything.
Oh, consideration, well, somebody could be the voting of,
right,
someone else.
Somebody says that they will do X if I do, yeah, Y. That's doing something for consideration.
Nonetheless, I think it's a great idea. And you said it was called balancedrebellion.com. Thanks, Greg, for the heads up on that. Toll free number here tonight. Night for you to join us and bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE.
And I had actually read something from FEE, of all places,
the Foundation
for Economic Education, where they do a mathematical analysis of how not to waste your vote. And I'll post that link in the on the Facebook and the,
okay,
Twitter.
So, yeah, I think that's cool. And hopefully some of the people who are feeling like they have to vote for Trump or Hillary in order to stop the other will actually go to that site and check it out, even though, you know, it requires Facebook.
Right. And if you really want to figure out, you know, whether or not your vote for a, you know, minor party or independent candidate will have any kind of effect, just look to see if you live in one of the handful of swing states.
Well, I mean, look, the effect is that you don't have to actually vote for one of the two big parties.
Right.
I mean, that's a good feeling, I think.
Right. But, you know, people in California know, or at least they should know,
the Democrat's
going to
win.
The Democrat is going to carry California very solidly.
Right.
So, you know, the whole claim of, oh, well, I would vote for the, yeah, Peace and Freedom Party candidate or the Green Party or the Libertarian, but if Hillary wins, then I just can't live with myself. What, Hillary's going to win California regardless.
So vote for who you want.
Vote for who you want. In Texas, you know that the Republican is going to win.
Yeah.
So vote for who you want.
So we got a nasty note on our Facebook page, and normally we don't get hate mail very often. I don't know if this really qualifies, but I guess it kind of does because some people are on Facebook and that's their thing. But a guy named Johnny Bryla writes, he says, every time I accidentally listen to your show for 5 minutes, I puke and wonder how the F you stay on the air. Your precious free market, he puts that in quotes, should have relegated you to tiny radio stations on Saturday night with only tinfoil hat and survivalist listeners. Oh, wait. Quote, all states should just secede, unquote. And you pay no taxes? F you, deadbeat. You are what is wrong with this country. So he wonders how the F we stay on the air. Well, here's how it works. We do a radio show, and we do it 7 nights a week. And it's a good enough radio show to where we've managed to carve out a little niche for ourselves on nighttimes in the radio business, in the syndicated radio business. We're not on as many stations as some of the big boys out there, but we're not on a tiny amount of stations either. And maybe it's because many people realize the libertarian liberty message needs to be heard. There are a number of program directors around the country that like the idea of Free Talk Live. Whether they agree with us or not personally, they like what we do. And if you don't like it, then call and complain. They'd love to hear from you.
I'll be calling them fairly soon to remind them that we're here.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Also, Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. Read the latest news or engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. So, Ian and Daryl in the studio here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. But speaking of Bitcoin, we were there at the State House in Concord, New Hampshire today.
Actually, we were at the Legislative Office Building behind the State House.
I mean, they're both connected by an underground tunnel, so they're
that we can no longer access because we're not legislators.
Yeah, what is going on with the State House? I mean, they are cracking down on the accessibility.
Those decisions were made by the Speaker and the Speaker alone, from what I hear.
He can just arbitrarily make new rules for the State House without the approval of the entire state legislature?
That's what I heard from some state representatives.
Well, I would hope that...
So he's got the key, you know, the little RFID key access things on the back doors of both the Legislative Office Building and the State House, and the tunnel connecting the two.
It's ridiculous.
So those are only for state reps.
Did they build new doors or something? Because I don't even remember there was any kind of door you could close on that tunnel.
There's the fire doors.
Okay. Interesting. So
They've just always been open.
Hopefully this a-hole will get booted out of that speaker's seat in this coming term.
Oh, he will.
And then hopefully...
Assuming that the Republicans don't put up the equally horrible Bill O'Brien that some free staters just love because, you know, he's good on economics.
Hmm. So anyway, that's just an aside. Accessing the building has changed over the last couple of years, and it's been made more difficult. But you can still wear a gun inside, which I experimented with today, and everything's still fine there. So it is still New Hampshire in that way. And hopefully the liberty-oriented state reps will help turn around these new access restrictions. But we were there to see the very first ever, apparently, Bitcoin committee. Basically, or cryptocurrency committee. What was it?
Committee to study cryptocurrency. And they are tasked over the next 5 years. One of the reps on the committee said 10, but it's five. Mm-hmm. Over the next 5 years to meet and every year before November 1st to make recommendations of, you know, should there be regulations? If so, what? And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
Well, one of the
because
things...
Because everybody that testified, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think everybody that testified that there should either be no regulations, or if there are, they should be as minimal as possible.
I would say that generally represents... The testimony today, but there were a couple. The Poloniex guy was disapproving towards. This is one of the exchanges.
Right.
There's cryptocurrency exchanges, and Poloniex is one of, you know, a bunch of them. I don't know how many there are. There's probably dozens of them around the globe. And Poloniex is a crypto-only exchange. So some exchanges will allow you to send U.S. dollars to them via, like, a wire, for instance, from a bank account. And then you can use those U.S. dollars to buy whatever cryptocurrency they're offering, typically Bitcoin, sometimes Ether. But then you have Poloniex and exchanges like it, which are crypto-only exchanges. So you cannot send U.S. dollars or any other fiat currency into those exchanges. You can only send Bitcoin or other altcoins into those exchanges. You can then exchange the Bitcoin for the other altcoins or vice versa. And then you can cash out in the cryptos. You can't take it into U.S. dollars
right.
from these crypto-only exchanges. And so what happened was, like a week or so ago, Poloniex sends out a notice to all of their New Hampshire-based customers, of which I was one of those customers. They sent out a notice to all New Hampshire accounts saying, we're no longer doing business in New Hampshire until further notice. And sorry for the inconvenience, but we're shutting you down as of this date. And that was frustrating to a lot of people. One of the state representatives testified today that he had a Poloniex account, and he was going to be losing money on this because he was, you know, he had some sales in there that that he was looking to make, or some, you know, orders that he was hoping would be filled at some point. And now he's been inconvenienced by this. And really what we were trying to figure out is why that was happening. What was the, because, you know, pretty much New Hampshire is a pretty friendly place to Bitcoin. So why was this exchange behaving in this way? Well, I wasn't too pleased when the Poloniex guy, first of all, he didn't actually sign up to comment, number one.
Right.
So there was like a public comment sheet. You could go up and you could sign up to speak to this committee.
Right. And we should really thank Representative Keith Ammon for that, because the people on the committee were talking back and forth.
And he asked
And then he stood up and said, Mr. Chairman, there's a lot of people that are here. Will you be taking public comment?
Right.
Well, we hadn't really thought about it, but since there are a bunch of people and you asked, yeah, let's get a sign-up sheet.
So there were several people who then signed up once the sign-up sheet came out, but the guy from the exchange didn't sign up. But at one point, the head of the committee, you said Representative Hunt is his name, he turned to the dude because he knew he was there, and
right.
he said, well, did you want to speak? And, the guy responded, well, I don't have a statement prepared, but I could answer questions. So they shot a couple of questions at him. And the Poloniex dude, and I don't know if he was their attorney or what his role was, but he basically said that they expect regulation. And so, like some companies will do, they're trying to be sort of proactive about that regulation and basically jump through whatever kind of hoops they can
right.
with the government, in this case the Banking Commission, in order to make themselves or their customers somehow feel good about doing business with them, because we're regulated.
We've got papers.
And what was interesting was the tone in the room from the rest of the speakers was like, yeah, we don't care. Look, if you're regulated, if this guy's regulated versus this other exchange that's not, that does not impress us.
Right.
Okay? Because we know that as liberty-minded people, as people who don't want to have the government's involvement in our lives, we understand that there's risk involved in, you know, investing money, if you want to call it that, or buying cryptocurrency, because it could go to zero. There's always that risk that this is not going to work out in the long run. Or there's the risk of theft, for instance. And I got up there after this Poloniex guy had spoken, a couple, I think, speakers after him.
Right. And I was the second speaker.
So you went before he did.
Right. I went immediately after State Rep. Ammon, and then everybody else wound up going after me.
So when I got up there, I basically kind of shamed a little bit the Poloniex guy for coming there and basically kind of accepting regulation as though it were a good thing or an inevitable thing. And he did sort of agree at one point when Hunt asked him, well, you know, if we got rid of the existing money transmitter wording, would that be a good thing? And he said, yeah, well, it would make life easier. So he sort of did acknowledge that regulation gets in the way and is frustrating. But at the same time, he and the banking woman were like sharing a moment when they were talking. They wouldn't talk about the details between them and the Banking Commission. Apparently, they're trying to jump through all these hoops. So all that was like private and hush-hush. And that was kind of a turn-off, too. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon, fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll tell you more coming up about the Bitcoin hearing today, which I think, for the most part, went pretty well. Overwhelmingly, the people that were there to speak were speaking in favor of no regulations whatsoever.
Yes.
But there were a couple things to nitpick, especially the woman from the Banking Commission, who wasn't as bad as she could have been. But we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments.
And interestingly, there was one member of the commission that not only was not there, well, the person wasn't there because they've not been named to the commission,
yeah.
And that is the representative of the cryptocurrency industry.
Which is being selected by the governor of New Hampshire, which is a terrible idea. So it's probably for the best that the person isn't there.
And one of the reps made the joke of, oh, well, since it's being appointed by the governor, it might take forever.
which, of course, they don't have forever. Their recommendations are due at the end of or the beginning of November.
By November 1st. But again, they exist for the next 5 years. So
sure.
Probably October 31st of 2021, there will finally be a representative from the Bitcoin or blockchain or cryptocurrency industry the day before their final recommendation.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, by the way, I don't know if you heard last night, but Ralph had called in and and we let him know that you were challenging him to an on-air duel, you as a Hillary supporter and Ralph as a Trump supporter. He did agree to that that duel, and he set it for a time of 8 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night, so 8 p.m. Thursday.
Now, he does understand the format, does he not?
I don't remember what the format was.
There's one thing, though. Okay, I did want to throw in one thing, and I think it's fair. No Obama crap, you know?
Well, can't help himself. I mean, he blames Obama for everything. He can't go for 60 seconds without saying the name Obama.
Oh, brother. All right,
you're a Hillary supporter, but you're tired of Obama?
No, I'm tired of Ralph and Obama. I was hoping a little bit, if he wants to do it that way, that's fine, because it doesn't really matter, because the way I'm coming after it and going to deal with it, it doesn't matter, because he's still going to lose.
Okay, so what's the format again? Can you refresh me on that real
fast? I think the one that you came up with, I think, and I have to double check, I think you came up with 30 seconds the first round, and then a minute for the middle, and then 30 seconds at the
end. Right, because you had suggested a minute, 2 minutes, and a minute, and I said I don't think our ratings could handle letting either you or Ralph go on for an entire two-minute period.
I think Daryl will agree. This does, the 31 and 30 does replicate the traditional format of the duel at Wee Hawken. I mean,
all right,
you know.
So you're on for 8 p.m. tomorrow night then?
So what's going to happen? Is he going to call in?
Yeah,
right,
he
at
says
8?
He's going to call in at 8 o'clock, so you should do the same thing, and we'll see how it goes. All right, so what were you calling about tonight, Ricky?
Oh, thank you, Ian. Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, you know what it was? It's really interesting because I was out today, you know? And
no, I didn't know.
Well, I was out
where?
Out in town, you know? And it's really, you know, I'm going through a lot of hard times right now. I'm not even going to get into that. But the interesting thing is, you know, I've been involved in this movement for 3 years. I mean, I'm going to be talking about that in the future after I deal with Ralph, you know, about past history. One of the things I noticed going out today, because every time I go out, because I've been campaigning for Hillary for over a year, and I've been campaigning for Congressman Cartwright ever since, I don't know, maybe a month or so.
I don't know who that is. Is that someone from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, he's the congressman from Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat.
All right.
And the thing that I noticed today, because the Trumpeters are always all over me if they hear me talk. I mean, they're getting really rough. And they weren't out there. And the other thing is, too, all of a sudden,
when you say they weren't out there, do you mean like other campaigners, like people who are campaigning for Trump weren't on the streets?
Just people in general, because that's the thing. People that are these Trumpeters, when I'm around either campaigning or talking, because I'm always kind of talking one thing or another, you mix it in. I have a very interesting style when I campaign. They always throw their two cents in. Oh, Trump, he's our savior, and he's the one, and this was a liar, and all that. Quiet beyond belief. And the oddest thing about it was, all of a sudden, I mean, there's all these people now, because I was talking a lot about good government. And the Jefferson's concept of good government, and that's what I'm going to talk about in the future, how that can fix everything, including our economy.
Impossible. It's impossible. You can't have positions of power and have good people attracted to them. Thank you, Ricky, for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Well, he also said that he wants to talk about it in the future, but he's having that duel with Ralph, and per Ricky's rules, the loser of the duel is not allowed to call back in.
Well, that's what Ricky said, but we can't enforce that. I mean, that's not
right. But you know, if it's determined that he loses the verbal debate, then you know, per his own rules, he will not be allowed to call back in. His honor will not allow him.
Okay, you're right. Ricky would presumably agree to that. because it was his original proposal.
Yes.
I did not ask Ralph about that. I don't think it would be fair, you know, to take somebody's ability to call the show away. It's Free Talk Live. We're open phones. Anybody can call in about anything. And that's got its ups and it's got its downs. Now, I think Ricky was slightly better tonight than the guy with the volcano story.
But yes,
not that much. Toll free number is 855-453.
You remember that thing that happened 36 years ago? It was bad, and the fish weren't biting.
You summed it up a lot shorter than he did. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We are at the Bitcoin hearing today, which really wasn't supposed to be a hearing, I guess, but it was a study committee, a commission to study cryptocurrency.
Yes.
And they met for the first time today in Concord. It was a 10 a.m. hearing. It went through about noon, so good solid couple hours of mostly discussion between the committee. And
they jabbed for about an hour before allowing anybody to wind up speaking.
Right. And there was a lot of testimony, if you will, from one of the banking commission people. She was doing the bulk of the talking about what they regulate and what they don't regulate. And she was trying to make it clear because the committee chairman, Hunt, is pretty, like, he seems pretty freedom friendly, this guy.
Yeah, from what I have heard, he is sort of a Randian, as in mm-hmm. Ayn Rand. His home is Taggart Estates.
That's a character from an Ayn Rand novel.
Yes. And he did mention several times the free market.
He did.
Now, the banking commissioner, or the representative of the banking commission,
right.
Several times she was asked questions. And she said, well, we can't really say exactly what is and is not regulated. We have to look at your business plan. So if somebody calls us and says, we're going to do this, do we have to find? Well, we need to know more information.
Yeah, she tried to pass herself off as like, you know, oh, we're so unconcerned about all of this Bitcoin stuff, but we are doing some regulating over here, and that's what we do.
And then she would always try to obfuscate mm-hmm. to where she would be asked a question, knowing that it was in, you know, direct relation to Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, and then she'd start talking about something completely different.
Like the chairman
asked
her,
have there been any complaints? Well, somebody bought a Walmart to Walmart. That's not what I'm talking about. Any Bitcoin-related complaints? No, we've not had any of those, but we still need to regulate it because there might be.
So we'll continue with the discussion here on the Commission to Study Cryptocurrency. Their first meeting was today. We saw it. And the video, by the way, will be encoding probably up sometime tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing way. astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. 450 free with you tonight. It's Ian
and Daryl.
Also, healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and the price. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We can tell you more about the Bitcoin meeting that happened today. Let's go first, though, to Jacob in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, Daryl, I met you a little while ago.
Hey, Jacob, I'm sorry. We're having some sort of technical difficulty tonight. A lot of our callers have been really loud. I don't know if it's something on our network side or just people are swallowing their phones tonight, but go ahead.
I'll keep it down. I'm on Bluetooth in the third worst traffic in the country in Seattle. So much fun.
You sound fine now.
I'll keep it down. Yeah, so I had some questions about Bitcoin. Call me ignorant as a libertarian. I just never really followed it or really understand it. I know exactly what it does, But is there some regulations happening, like taxation with it? Have they figured out a way to tax it? And why would they want to be pushing regulations on ones and zeros? I kind of came in the middle of this whole conversation you guys were having.
Sure. So regarding the taxation, the IRS considers cryptocurrency to be a commodity the same way gold or silver or, you know, basically anything else that you might buy and hope increases in value. Your baseball card collection.
Okay.
It's a commodity. When you sell it, you then have either a capital gain or a capital loss, meaning it either went up in value or it went down. That's how the feds classify Bitcoin for tax purposes. FinCEN, which is the financial services regulatory thing at the federal level, they consider Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to be currency, and thus, if you wish to be a money transmitter, that is a intermediary between two people transacting. So if you have some Bitcoin and Ian has some cash, mm-hmm. and you guys send those things through me, instead of doing it person to person,
right.
I'm then a money transmitter, and I have to jump through some hoops and hurdles. And so what was being discussed today was largely that money transmission part, but also, and I brought up the New York regulations to where...
The BIT license, as they call
right,
it
a
there.
Couple years ago, the New York Department of Financial Services said that every company that did business in New York, whether they were headquartered in New York or not, if they mm-hmm. did business in New York and any of that involved virtual currencies, then they would have to keep all of this information on all of their customers.
And a lot
not
of companies,
just their New York-based customers, but
a lot of companies
of
created rules saying if you're in New York, we're not going to do business with you.
Right, and so that's what I was warning of. Hey, if you come up with a regulation, and I hope you don't, but if you do, make sure you don't do what New York did, because you will see businesses fleeing New Hampshire.
Right, I got you. So the taxation portion, you're cutting out a little bit for some reason. I don't know why. Basically, it's like capital gains or anything else.
According to the IRS, correct.
Okay, and I missed the last considered as now. One more time. I'm sorry.
What was what being considered as? You cut out there. Say again.
Oh, yeah. Transferring, like if I went through you to another person, what was that taxed as?
That would be called a money transmitter.
Yeah, there's not necessarily a money transmitter tax per transaction.
But there are regulations.
Right, which cost money.
Very costly. And I tried looking at the FinCEN regulation because I was like, what would it take to wind up being a money transmitter?
Takes hiring an attorney. Who knows
and
what it takes.
And like the first thing was, please provide us with your routing number for your bank business. And I'm like, I don't have a bank business.
And don't forget to provide them with thousands of dollars to apply and whatever else.
I didn't even get to the part of, you know, like how much money you had to send them with the application because I couldn't figure out what I had to send them I don't have it.
The good news is, Jacob, about Bitcoin is that they can't really tax Bitcoin because it is something that operates outside of their financial system. They don't have the choke points on the Bitcoin network that they do with the banking system. With the banking system, they can easily target all the banks. They're all regulated. They've all asked for permission to exist. Bitcoin never asked for permission to exist. They just, Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of it, whoever that person is, just released it to the world, and it has been out there ever since and has been getting better and more popular over time, and they can't stop it. They can try to choke out the exchanges, which are sort of the input and output points for people to get in and out of the currency.
Right. And that's kind of what the designee from the Banking Commission was saying. She didn't say it in those exact words, but she did say that we can't do anything about the miners. We can't do anything about people that are sending Bitcoin peer-to-peer. We can't do anything about businesses that are accepting it as a form of payment. We can only go after the money transmitters.
Well, how they'll end up defining that is another question. What they will consider to be money transmission is another question. That could open up a... you know, to some extent, a difficult time for certain businesses.
And she did mention the Bitcoin vending machines. And she was saying, if the Bitcoin are on the vending machine, then we can't touch that because it's not acting as that intermediary.
Right, which is why we set the Bitcoin vending machines up the way we did here, because we do want to make sure that, you know, we don't have to jump through money transmitter hoops, don't want to even have that that battle. And it sounds like they don't want to either. So at this point, they're saying that Bitcoin vending machines are not subject to their regulations. But again, with a different bureaucrat in charge, their interpretation of the statutes might be different. And so this particular banking commission lady, like I said, I don't agree with a lot of what she said today in that she obviously supports regulation. That's her job. She's a regulator. But at the same time, she kind of tried to make it appear as though she's like a light touch regulator or whatever. Like that they're, you know, they're, oh, we're leaving these Bitcoin vending machines alone and we're leaving regular businesses alone and blah, blah, blah. So that's
look how nice we are.
Well, OK, but it's one of the key differences between here and it's one of the key differences between, like, let's say, New Hampshire and New York. Where in New York, it's like, let's regulate everyone to death. And in New Hampshire, you've got the commission chairperson who's talking about free markets. So, I mean, can you imagine how different a hearing like this would be in California or New York or Illinois or one of these truly, you know, unfree states?
Right. In California, they'd be like, free market. So is that where I can just go and I don't have to pay for things?
Right. No, the commission head would not understand the free market, or they would want to crush it out of existence in a lot of these other states. Do we answer your question sufficiently for you, Jacob?
Yeah, absolutely. I know the risk. You know, it is best way I've acknowledged it. It's a little bit like the stock market, the way it fluctuates. But, I mean, you know, the business I'm in, I wanted to see if there was a way to create a cryptocurrency that we are heavily overtaxed here in Washington with marijuana businesses. Mm. I'm coming back from driving my butt all the way down to Olympia, and I'm by the Canadian border, and I just paid a portion of my tax to the state, which was $33,500, and I'm still not done paying on it. So I have 10 days to, you know, pay the $15,500 left over.
Are you in the cannabis? Are you in the cannabis business?
Yes, I am.
And how long is a $30,000 or $50,000 or $45,000 tax bill? How long of a period of time does that cover for your business?
1 month.
Wow.
Yeah, 37%, and then I have state tax, which is 8.5, and then federal tax. Since I fall under the code 280E, which means I get virtually no write-off for anything, property or otherwise.
Jacob, I'd love to have you call in with, like, adventures in marijuana sales in Washington, in legal marijuana sales. Thanks for the call tonight. We don't have time for it tonight, but anytime you want, we'd love to hear those stories. Thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because they're dealing with a whole new set of challenges in that particular world. Hour 3 is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.